You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A climate emergency is unfolding according to a group of international scientists who warn immediate action needs to be taken if damage is to be avoided. The declaration is based on over 40 years of scientific data analysis. The data included surface temperatures, population growth, fertility rates, energy use, and carbon emissions. One of the report's authors is Dr. Thomas Newcombe from the University of Sydney. Dr. Newcombe says his team has a moral obligation to share their findings.
There's been little movements globally in terms of tackling the issue of climate change. And so our major goal was to really come up with a new and broad set of graphical indicators to illustrate both the impacts that the humans are having on the climate and also the negative feedback loops associated with climate change.
The report and declaration has been signed by over 11,000 scientists from more than 150 countries and published in the journal Bioscience. It not only warns of the danger of climate change, but offers six areas for action to mitigate the worst effects of global warming: energy, short-lived pollutants, nature, food, economy, and population. Dr. Newcombe says it is possible for human-made global warming to be stopped if governments take charge.
A clear policy that signals to the business community that they are going to act on climate change, and a clear policy to the people that they are going to act on climate change in a way that's going to change the trajectory of these graphs both at a country level and a global level. And I think they could also be encouraging individuals to change their individual behaviours to help meet those goals, because lots of small steps will help meet these global goals as well.
The declaration has been welcomed by Australian environmental advocates. Greens co-deputy leader Adam Bandt is urging federal parliament to follow the scientists' lead and declare a climate emergency.
We've got farmers who are suffering through record drought. We've got towns that are being told they might run out of water. We had parts of Australia start burning barely a couple of weeks out of winter. We are in a climate emergency, and the first step towards fixing the problem is admitting that you've got a problem. And if the parliament follows the lead of the scientists and declares a climate emergency, then we can refocus the whole of the country's efforts into stopping the climate crisis getting worse.
It's a declaration the Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy agrees is long overdue. She says most Australians, not just scientists, want immediate action on climate change, and it is time the government listens.
Businesses speaking up, the head of the Defence Force, celebrities around the world are speaking up, investors are speaking up, 300,000 students last month in the streets of Australia are speaking up. Everyone is now saying that climate change is here. I can see it out my windows. I can see the drought. I can see the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef. People are really worried about it. And it's now pretty much everyone from every walk of life is saying to our government, please take action, because our lives depend on it.
The declaration comes just days after Prime Minister Scott Morrison reiterated his government's commitment to supporting Australia's mining industry.
Nothing more clearly defines, I think, a Liberal Nationals coalition government, though, than our strong, full-throated support for traditional industries like mining. How good is mining for Australia? The backbone of so many communities in regional Australia, is the source of jobs, economic livelihoods and dignity for thousands of hard-working Queenslanders.
Burning coal is the number one contributor of global warming, which Kelly O'Shaughnessy says the government can't afford to ignore.
Science is very clear on it. They've been told that. Yet our Prime Minister, as Treasurer, goes into Parliament, holds up a lump of coal, and his government are very keen to continue to build new coal mines and new coal plants. This is very, very dangerous for our future, especially when we've got the renewable energy that we can build now, that is cheaper now, that is reliable now. This is not a choice between the environment and jobs. We can actually have electricity, we can have the jobs that will produce, but it can be from renewable sources.
The Prime Minister is also proposing laws to stop activism and secondary boycotts, where a campaign seeks to pressure a company from doing business with another company involved in environmental harm.
There are new threats to the future of the resources sector that have emerged. A new breed of radical activism is on the march. Apocalyptic in tone, brooks no compromise, all or nothing, alternative views not permitted, a dogma that pits cities against regional Australia.
The planned legislation has many outraged. Greens MP Adam Bandt is calling on the government to address climate change rather than trying to silence Australians.
Scott Morrison can try and crack down on protests, but that's the equivalent of turning off the smoke alarm when your house is on fire. I mean, we've got to stop shooting the messenger. You can agree or disagree with the climate protesters' tactics, but the message is crystal clear. The message is that we are in a climate emergency. We now have thousands of scientists from all around the world backing that point up. You can't argue with the laws of physics and chemistry. They apply to us all, no matter who we are.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.